就是去看望谈话里面的内容。
We also consider the content of conversation in our visitation.
我们上午所谈的是限于去看望那一些还没有信主的朋友。
This morning we consider visitation to those who have not yet believed.
我不知道关于我们早上午所谈的那一类的事，还有什么地方需要大家一同分享，或者不太明白的需要再解释的。
I wonder if there's anything about this morning sharing that you'd like to clarify or you'd like to share.
我们现有的自由的时间，好吧，大家一同讨论。
We have, first of all, have free time of sharing.
就你说那个限于电话联络那些没有信的基督徒，没有信基督徒的人，但是这有一个困难，我觉得，假如你给他打电话，那通常被拒绝
啊。所以就是要看他如果的态度，如果拒绝的话，那只好就不打电话就去了。
Just now the question was, if he is a non-Christian, should we phone him? Yes, the answer to that is, if he is a non-Christian and if his attitude is not good, then we won't phone him.
所以常常两方面都有他的为难的。不打电话给他，突然去，他们会感觉你很不礼貌。但是打电话去，他可能就不同意。
So we have sort of called it a dilemma of whether to phone him or not phone him. Both have the advantage and disadvantage.
这个在这里建议，这个是一个可以做的方法，就是传统看起来这个看望是我们到别人家里去，另外方就把它倒过来，他们到家里。尤其是对学生，针对初到教会的朋友。本身有小孩，然后家里有小孩，他们有小孩，请他们过来，这个气氛很好。我想这个对飞机的时候其实是可以做的，这是一个一点点经验。
对。对，罗迪翁所提的是非常好，就是请这样的朋友到自己家中来，大家一同谈话。
Bradley has mentioned a very good point, and that's invite the people back to your home.
并且有一件事情特别在查经班里面该做的。
Among the Bible study groups, there's one thing that we can do.
到三四月的时候，在四五月的时候，如果可能到学校的 Foreign Student Advice 那里能够拿到要来下学期要来读书中国学生的名单和地址。
Especially in the month of March and April, we can go to the university register and then find out who are the new students that are coming.
所以就事先写信到远东区表示欢迎。也表示说，如果有什么地方需要我们帮忙的，我们愿意尽力的服侍。
Then we can write to respective places in the Far East, and then show our welcome and our intention to receive.
我去年到 Illinois Urbana 去的时候
，Last year was when I was in Urbana, Illinois.
刚刚就是他们开学的前几天。
It was the beginning of the term.
所以他们有几位弟兄是非常的累，因为有的人飞机到是晚上十二点。
They were especially tired because they arrived at midnight.
所以他们去飞机上去接，陪他们到学校，事先给他们接头宿舍，再给他们陪他们到学校注册，到银行开户头，像各一类的事情。然后他们就有一次迎新会。在这个迎新会的里面，就有一个段落是来布道的工作。
And in this reception party, they have a small time, a portion of the time where they can preach.
在有的查经班中，还有一个的做法。
And there's other ways for the CBS groups.
每一年九月的开学的时候，连学有四次的礼拜五晚上都是布道会。
And that is to have a series of four evangelistic meetings on Friday nights.
所以这四次是勉强去请他们的。
This four meetings we just invite the new students.
等到四次过了，如果有人接受主了，就非常好。
If after these four meetings they believe in Christ, it's very good.
如果有人还欢喜研究的话，他还会再来的。
If they are still interested, they will still come.
有人如果不愿意来了，那么就不去请他了。
If they're not willing to come, then we won't invite
them. 我想我们如果所在的地方不是太大的城，
If we are living in a city that is not too big,
如果能够知道有些中国人从无论哪个地方迁到我们城里面来，
If we know that there are some Chinese who are coming to our city,
能够请他们到家里头来喝一点茶，有一点点认识，他们一定会接受的。
If we can invite them to our homes and, they will really, accept and welcome this, invitation.
所以这要灵活地做。
This is a smooth way of doing things.
好。
一个问题是说，假如我们像我们的教会，把这些人教化，就是我们的变成之后，然后变成两个不同的方法，一种呢就变成听，就完全去外化，还没有相信，然后呢，不是长老就是栽培，不过呢，刚开始刚叫他去访问的时候，他二句第一次不一定会说马上去接受相信，第二次接受相信，但是在这个接受相信之后，他还是是心上接受，还没有真正的受洗，就反而做真正的基督徒。在这个期间里面，我们应当加以辅导训练，使他更对圣经和神的话语，就关于比较密切的了解。但是在这个中间有困难，因为在这个城市大的时候呢，这个注释时间也不一样，所以我们有时候做这个布道班的时候就会发生困难，所以常常呢就有需要，有时候有个别到他家里去，个人去。这种方法是不是挺好的？
这也是，但有一些情形必须这样做的。
In certain circumstances, we have to do this.
如果我们去看望的没有信的朋友，或者是甚至已经信的基督徒。
If we visit some new Christians or some people who have not believed yet,
他可能来参加聚会或者这样摸道班，也就是非常好了。
If they are willing to come to meetings and if they are willing to come to Bible class, that's very good.
但是他不能来的时候，只好我们个别这就看望工作。
But if they cannot come, then we'll go to them.
按照我们今天的来说，常常是需要太大，我们的时间都不够。
According to our present needs, we find that we have a lot of needs, but we don't have enough time.
能够他来参加聚会，这是最省事的了。
If we can invite him to our meetings, then you will save a lot of time.
我们所谈的看望的事情，就是补上那一些不肯来的，只好去看望他。
The visitation work that we talk about is to supplement that which we lack in our meetings.
对，好。
那就是这个
领
导想看望的时候，是分哪个区还是哪个区？那假如看望的家庭两个都还没有信，
最好夫妇去，哎，如果去探望是一对夫妇的，最好是夫妇两个去。
If we are visiting a couple, then it's better for a couple to visit.
或者有不是一定我的弟兄姊妹中间是夫妇，有弟兄有姊妹一同去。
Not necessary a married couple, but a brother or any sister.
Yeah. 好，对不起，好。
Ladies
first.
Ladies first.
是我们在台湾曾经发生过这样的事。
In Taiwan, this type of things happen.
有的弟兄到医院里头去做看望工作。
There are some people who go to the hospital to visit the people.
送给他福音单张，他的题目就是死。
The gospel tract that we give them is about death.
人家看见这个单子，一擦就丢在他脸上。所以，除非有神特别有特别的引导，否则的话，我们应该避免这一类的事。
Unless the Lord has special leading, we should avoid such topics.
像我刚刚讲过了，死并不是在他道德的感觉中间是错的，我们不能够顶着来做。
Just now we mentioned the fact that death is not against their moral conviction, so we should not talk against it.
在老年人的身上更需要的还是爱。
What an old man needs is love.
更需要呢是安全。
What they need more is a sense of security.
或者是平安。
Or peace.
所以从这一方面去讲好得多，不要讲到死的那一方面事。
So So if we approach them at those angles, it's much better than the approaching from a dead angle.
Okay. Okay.
我完全同意你的话。
I agree with you. 我不太相信一个做传道的人他不做看望而能够讲得好的道。
I do not believe that a pastor can be a real pastor without emphasizing an aspect of visitation.
我也不太相信一个做传道人不做看望能够把教会带得强。
I also believe that unless a pastor emphasizes or evangelist emphasizes on the fact of visitation, he cannot preach the gospel effectively.
我这样讲的时候，我就想起一个传道人在美国的。
When I speak this matter, I think of someone in the States.
我跟他相当有一段时间的认识。
他说他的负担是在讲台上，他的负担不在个人谈到的。
一直到现在，他的讲台也没有人要听。
Until today, he's not well received on the pulpit.
除非有一个例外。
There's only one exception.
一个侍奉主的人做过相当长久的探望的工作。
A person who has visited a lot, an evangelist who has visited a lot.
以后教会慢慢兴旺了，也老练了。
After a time, he has experience and he is much older.
他要顾到许多其他大的事情，而减少他看望，这是自然的，这是没有错的。
And he has to emphasize and he has to take care of other matters in the church, and this is natural and this is not.
如果这样的话，一定有副牧师或者别的弟兄姊妹经受感动，肯担起这个看望的工作来。
If it is so, then there must be assistant pastors or other people in the church who have this same burden to visit the people.
是一个教会的看望工作是绝不可以减少的。
Therefore, the visitation work in the church cannot be minimized.
我个人在属灵上得到很大的帮助，是在非洲以前做工的 Andrew Murray.
In my own spiritual condition, I have been moved by a special person.
他的传记中告诉我们，他的信心，所以能够给这么多人帮助，是有他原因的。
From him we learn that his success has its own reason.
他在非洲好望角，在那里一个 Reform Church 做牧师。
In Africa where he is pastoring, he was pastoring a Reform Church.
那一个地方大多是荷兰移民到南非洲去的农民。
There are a lot of people, immigrants from Holland.
所以大多是住在乡间的，
so they live in the villages.
不大能够到城里头来参加礼拜。 所以他一两个月的时候，总是骑着马，从一个村庄到一个村庄，一个村庄到一个村庄去拜访。
So in 1 or 2 months, he rides a horse and goes from village to village to visit those people.
他每一个到一个地方去住一两个晚上，和人谈到树林的光景。
Everywhere he goes, he stays and he's talked to the people about spiritual.
他就发现弟兄姊妹身上树林经的中间有些难处。
And he discovered that in their spiritual life, the Christians have their problems.
然后他把这些难处带到中间去祷告。
And then he brings this problem to the Lord.
等到他回到好望卷的时候，他终于有新的信息，为了应付这些难处的。
So that when he goes back, he has a new message so that he can cope with this message.
所以他在一次一次这样的做，他的信息是非常的实际，给人有真实帮助的。
So he did it time and time again so that his message is always fresh and always effective.
所以我相信，一个传道人如果不做看望的工作，他没有办法讲好的道。
So I believe unless a servant of God emphasizes the work of visitation, he cannot be effective.
那么第二个就怕教会人多了，如果单单靠传道人去看望的话，那太多的人没有时间，没有人去看望。
The other point that may be a reason is when the church grows and there are a lot of people and there are too many people in visitation.
没有人去看望他。
There are not enough people in visitation.
所以要鼓励弟兄姊妹做看望的工作。
So in order to encourage the people, brothers and sisters.
那你知道不信主的人，甚至于基督徒都有个印象的。
We also know that from those who do not believe, they have impression on the Christian.
你以为牧师或者传道去看他了，他比较是相信；基督徒去看他了，他尊重的态度不是这么重。
We know that non-Christians respect pastors and elders like that, and if laymen visit them, they have a different attitude.
这当然是不应该的。
We know that it should not be.
但是人的心理是这样的情况。
But this is the psychological.
所以有一些教会里头都是这样，一般弟兄姊妹去看望了，遇见有特别的难处的时候，然后牧师去看望。
So in general, when the laymen find difficulties in the visitation, they will invite the pastors to go.
好，还有其他的事情大家能分享。
Do you recommend having American-born Chinese with very little Chinese-speaking technique to visit foreign exchange students that just came home from Taiwan or Hong Kong?
在这一方面，国校上有它的难处。
In this area, I think the problem is in the effect and the result.
因为语言是个难处，常常。 那个观感是个难处，他的那个观点是个难处。
The first problem is a problem of language, and the second problem is a problem of difference of attitude and opinion.
所以有的时候不大容易了解对方的难处在哪里，你去跟他谈你的那种观念，也不一定是对方所能接受的。
So it's very sometimes very difficult to understand the other's point of view and trying to convey yourself.
所以最好能够避免。
So this should be avoided.
上午散会之后，有两位跟我提起一个问题。
At the end of this morning session, there are two who pointed out something to me.
现在在北美就去看望，常常会遇到一个难处。
In North America, very often when we go out visiting, there's a problem that we meet.
就人在北美居留的手续问题。
And that is the problem of settling down here.
我在纽约这方面遇到好多好多次。
In New York, I meet this problem not many times.
所以我自己也花了相当的功夫去了解美国对移民的那些的法律。
So I myself spent a lot of time and effort in trying to understand the immigration policy of people here.
并且也去知道一点，如果能够申请永居居留的话，他说可能批准的原因是什么。
And to try and understand the sort of reasons why the immigration department accepts people for permanent residence.
我想，或许你们知道。
I think you probably know.
从前年的12月20几号，美国的移民局有一个定规，凡是有1万美金以上的到美国来投资的，可以申请永居居留。
From the year before last, America has a regulation where they say that if you have more than $10,000 of investment in the States, then you can apply for permanent residence.
它最主要的条件就是这一个人以前在远东对于在企业的事情上有相当的经验。
the most important condition is that if this person in the farm is, he has experience already in business enterprise.
但是到去年四月的时候，神经人太多了，他就暂时停止了。
So according to this news that up to last year in April, there are too many applicants, so they stopped this.
像这样的事情，如果我们知道能够帮助人的话，也是很好的事情。
If you know these small things, it's also good because we help.
但是你会发现有一些人实实在在没有正当的理由，他可以申请的，我们也没有办法帮助他。
We also know that there's some people who have no proper reason why and qualifications, so we cannot help.
我们做基督徒绝对小心，不能给他建议任何非法的方法。
We as Christians, we should really emphasize the fact that he should not apply with illegal means.
在纽约常常有这些非法的方法。
In New York, there's always there's often quite this sort of method.
好像我们是爱心。
This may look at look like love.
这些的爱心只能够在树林上害人的。
But this sort of love in quote can only hurt.
是。所以人如果实在没有理由能够申请的话。 我们只能够为着他一同的祷告，我们没有办法。
If a person have no legal reason to apply for permanent residence, we only commit him prayer.
我们最少给他个印象，我们对他是同情的，是了解的。
The least we can do is to empathize with him.
有一个小小的问题，当你去探访一个人的时候，如果他是这个，就是讲得不停的，没有给你一点的chance，你怎么办？这个就是人的本领了。
The question was if a person continued to talk during a visitation, what should be attitude?
他一直谈，一直谈的时候，你要找到稍微有空隙地方，照着他所谈的转到树林的事情去。
If he keeps on talking, we should try and spot the turning points of his conversations, and from there goes on to spiritual things.
在这一些情形里头，有两个可能性。
In this type of situation, there are two possibilities. The first type that know that you are coming to tell him the gospel, and he does not want to listen to it, so he keeps on talking about other things.
所以你只能够找到空闲的时候才跟他谈。
So you can only find the other times to talk.
上个礼拜六，我们在West Lafayette 普渡大学。
Last Saturday in Fudong University.
有一天的 mini conference.
There's a one day conference.
几个查经班都合在一起。
There were a few Bible study group together.
下午的时间全部都出去去拜访中国人的家庭。
In the afternoon, they went all together to visit the Chinese families.
在当地一位弟兄陪着外地一位弟兄，我们一共大概二三十对出去。
There were about 20 groups together with the Christians there. We went out visiting.
我也这样出去。
I also went out.
等到最后一队去的是一个为难，刚刚在那看 TV 少年棒，没有法谈这个事情了。少棒，少年那个 baseball 那个 baseball 中国的
baseball. There was a problem there because when we went out, there was a baseball game and then we could not.
两对夫妇坐在 TV 面前在看那个少年棒，很紧张。
So the couple were sitting in front of TV and watching it. And they were very excited.
我们一进去，他很客气，请我们坐，请我们吃水果，叫我们很drink，也能坐着看。
So we watched people
drinking
and
then.
所以只好看了。你没有办法要求他把
TV 关掉的。
所以等到一个节目看完了之后，有广告的时候，才给他传了一点。 So at the end of the program, during the commercials, I was able to throw in a bit.
哎呀，没有讲过几分钟 ，TV 又开始了，也只好停下来了。
那这是一种特别情形。第二种，如果不是他诚心拒绝，这样一直讲话的人，大多的心理上有些不正常。你如果慢慢多了，能够发现他不正常的原因在哪里。 What is the reason of his abnormality?
然后从他那个不正当的难处里头引过去，谈到主的福音。
And from that abnormality, we should lead them to Christ.
多去传的时候，就慢慢会知道了，人有好多不同的情况。
And those who are experienced realize that there are many people who have such conditions.
好，还有别的弟兄姊妹能分享？ 很好，这是一个例子。我们来帮助人的时候，我上午就提过了，必须要站在人的条件的里头，只能够帮助他一点，不要帮助他太多。
This morning I already mentioned this point, and that's when we try and help a person, we can only stand in his position and try and help a little bit.
我遇到这样问题的时候，我就表明我的态度。
In such circumstances, I'll express my position.
虽然我信圣经全部是神的话。
Although I believe the whole Bible is the word of God.
但是相当部分我今天不了解，我仍然是采取保留态度。
But there are certain parts of the Bible that I do not believe, that's why
It's just reserved.
I'm more reserved in my opinion.
所以你这样这话，你就跟他站在同一个立场上了。
So with this, you can stand in the same position.
然后就对他说，我对圣经有一些我是相信的，因为我已经经历了。
Then you can start from there and say that I believe certain sections of the Bible, and then you can go from there.
所以你要跟他找出来他能够应该听你所感动还能够相信的地方，好好下手。
We must start from a common point, and then we start to pray between.
你告诉他，尽管有一些地方你信不过来，尽管可以保留，我不勉强你摇着眼花下行。
You can tell him that if there are portions that you do not believe in, you can hold to your position.
像你所说那一位，如果在基督徒家庭中长大的
，especially that person that you talked about who has been brought up in a Christian family，
或许他对神的存在是相信的
，maybe he believes in the existence of God，
或者他对人有罪他是知道的
，maybe he knows that man has sinned。
所以你从他所能够了解的地方好好跟他谈。
So you can start from those points that he realizes and he accepts.
不要教他有一个，不要对他有一个要求是过于他的能力所能接受的。
Don't over demand, lay over demand on him and that which he cannot accept.
因为的确在事实上，我个人虽然信主三十几年了，有一些地方圣经我也不了解。
Because in actual fact, even though I have come to Christian for over 30 years, there are certain sections that I do not understand and may not accept.
所以不要做勉强的事情。
So we should not force.
对。好，还有什么事情大家也能分享呢？
Any other questions?
没有的话，我们只能够往下面再交通到那一个对基督徒的看望。
Then if there's no, we can go on to visitation of Christians.
对基督徒的看望，我们普通叫做 follow up， 就福利的工作。这就是一个人蒙恩得救了之后，然后怎么样一步过一步带他到属灵老练的境界。很可惜，我拿了一点的资料，一共有大概39个配置，他们没有办法印。
Unfortunately, the material I have is over
30
pages.
And
they were not willing
to print
it
for me.
They
were
not willing to print
for me,
even the original. They lost it. I brought
the original. 我只带了一部分。
I have not brought it, but I've only got a part of it.
这一个稿子呢，是这里李大飞弟兄和在纽约还有一位弟兄和我们一同编的。
This material has been edited by our brother Lee and another brother in New York.
So, 我们这上面有两张纸头，如果你需要的话，请你把你的姓名、地址写上，我们回纽约的时候可以寄给你。
So we have two pieces of paper going around, and if you want the material, please sign your name.
在基督徒的看望的工作上
，in the Christian follow-up work,
最要紧的还是我们去看望的时候和他谈话的内容到底是什么。
The most important thing is to really understand what is the content of the conversation we have.
我们像请人来吃饭一样。
It's the same as inviting people to a supper.
请他到你家里头来，看见家庭的布置非常的好。
If you invite a certain person to a supper, you arrange your house.
台子上的瓷器非常高等的。
You have nice utensils on the table.
筷子都是象牙筷子。
Even the chopsticks, made from the parts of an animal.
但是盆子上没有菜，你请他吃什么？
But if there's no vegetable on the dish, what do you ask them to?
要紧是里面的内容。
So important is the content, the substance.
出到基督徒信主之后，属灵上的长进。
So that a person, when he believes in Christ, can grow into maturity.
我们会知道，必须分作两方面。
You can divide this into two sections.
头一段是基督徒的生活。
The person is his living, his life.
因为基督徒蒙恩之后，他如果属灵的生活不正常的话，这个光景不容易长久。
If a person has believed in Christ, but if his Christian life is not normal, it cannot proceed.
在这生活的里面，头一点就是他的得救问题。
The first thing here is the reason for his salvation.
第二个就是他的祷告问题。
The second thing is the problem of prayer.
第三个就是他的读经问题。
The third thing is his personal devotion.
第四个就是聚会问题。
The fourth thing is the problem of gathering.
第五个就是传福音。
The fifth thing is the problem of preaching the gospel testimony. This is five vital things and five indispensable things in the Christian life.
So we must
know the spiritual condition of his Christian.
有的人他对于得救的问题接受主耶稣做救主了。
There are some people who have accepted salvation. They have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior.
但是他除了主耶稣的救恩之外，还去考虑到其他的救法。
But apart from the salvation provided by Jesus Christ, they also consider other means of salvation.
他还在那跟佛教徒谈谈，跟回教徒谈谈。
They also talk to the Buddhists. They talk to the Muslims.
你就要马上给他补上主耶稣独一的救法。
You must remember that Jesus is the only way.
有的人信主是信主了，还是怀疑说我这个光景到底得救了没有？
There are people who are believing in Jesus Christ, but they still worry about their own condition.
你就要马上给他看到他得救的把握是在神的话，在他个人身上，自责与相信的态度。
You must let them know first of all the assurance of salvation.
所以这一方面，像我们上午讲过了，你看他得救的内容和过程里面，他的哪一方面缺的，就在哪一方面帮助他。
So we have to know what his spiritual condition is and where he's lacking, and there we help him.
那么，然后要看到他祷告、读经、聚会这三个生活。
And then we have to look into his prayer life, his devotional life, his life in the church.
我没有时间把每一件事情上仔细和大家讲。
I do not have time to go into each individual item.
我只能够提到大概的。
I can only speak in general.
在大概的每一个的生活的里面。
In general, in this three aspects.
总有几方面的事情要跟他谈的。
Yeah, a few points that we have to know.
头一个是它的重要性。
The first thing is its importance.
第二个要谈它的意义。
The second thing is its meaning.
你比方说对祷告的事情，基督徒为什么要祷告？
The first thing is, for example, is prayer.
这一个
and the first thing we have to consider is why do we pray?
为什么我们有难处、有需要的时候，需要祷告了之后主才来垂听，不祷告主就不听了。
Why is it that when we have difficulties, we must pray, and if we do not pray, the Lord will not listen to us?
如果我们没有什么难处，我们还是不是应该维持祷告的生活？
If we do not have any problems in our life, do we still have to maintain a prayer life?
所以你要把祷告的重要性给人讲明的。
So we have to point out the importance of prayer.
你要讲到祷告的重要性的时候，必须要接着讲到祷告的意义是什么。
And from the importance of prayer, we should go on into the meaning of prayer.
这是看我们个人对这样事情的了解到什么的程度。
So it has to depend on how deep and how much we know about these things.
我个人提到祷告的意义的时候，那是总是重在。 祷告乃是我们蒙恩的人和这一位在天上的父神有属灵的联系。
Personally, I believe that prayer is valuable because this is the communication of ourselves with God.
并不一定解决我们的问题。
It doesn't necessarily have to solve our problems.
乃是就我们活在神的面前，也从神那里来张扬他、领受他心血的恩典。
But that we, in front of God, we enjoy Him and enjoy the grace that He has for us.
是要从观念的里面把它仅仅为着解决难处而祷告了，把它改掉它。
So we have to change and correct this attitude from one of prayer answering our solving our difficulties to a correct
attitude. 所以这样的话，虽然没有难处，就是祷告能够更多的领受神自己，就我们的生命新鲜活泼，渐渐回到老练。
Prayer can also bring us to an understanding of God so that our life may be more and more mature in Christ.
所以这就是说到祷告的重要性了。
This deals with the importance of prayer.
提到这个了之后，马上要接着讲到一些实在的见证。
Apart from this, we have to give some living testimony.
说到自己或者别人在祷告中间怎么得到帮助的。
And that's in regard of how our prayers or others' prayers are being answered.
如果一个人对祷告已经在这一方面知道它的重要性了,
if a person knows the importance of prayer in this aspect,
就要接着给他仔细地讲到祷告里面的内容到底是什么。
Then we can go into the context of prayer.
祷告里面的内容头一点应该他是来求问神。
The first thing in prayer that we should beseech
of God. 乃是求问, 并不是来祈求, 就 ask God.
To ask God is
not
to.
神, 你要对我说什么话?
This kind of prayer is that today I come to the Lord, Lord, what do you have to say to me?
我今天活在你面前，有什么地方是你要我改正的？什么地方是我应该学习的？
As I live before you today, what are the things that you want me to change? What are the things that you want me to learn?
不要一下子把自己的重担和难处带到主面前祷告，祷告完就完了。
We should not just pour our problems to Him, and then when we finish, and pray is finished.
然后第二个，他才是祈求。 祈求就是发现自己身上有那些的缺陷，有那些的软弱，然后求神来替我解决的。
To ask for our needs is to realize that we lack in certain things that ask the Lord to solve.
如果我们越是先把自己摆到神面前来求问神的话，
The more we put ourselves to the Lord,
我们越会感觉得到神对我们上的要求是我们没有办法应付的。
The more we realize that we cannot solve our own problems.
到这一个的时候，我们然后再祈求神加给我能力，加给我恩典。
It is only in this type of situation can we ask the Lord to give us grace and give us mercy.
然后第三个的祷告的里头呢是感谢。
The third thing is that is to thank and praise.
有许多的人他的难处蒙神答应了之后就忘记了。 应该在神面前难处解决了之后去感谢神。
We must thank the Lord for solving the problems that we have.
然后是赞美。
Then it comes praise.
最后呢是敬拜。
Then comes worship.
这三个有什么不同呢？
What's the difference between these three?
感谢神乃是我领受了神的恩典和好处，说谢谢他。
When we say we thank God, that is to say, we have received something of the Lord, we thank Him.
赞美神并不一定我得到什么好处，乃是我在灵里头认识主耶稣的美丽而来赞美他。
To praise the Lord doesn't necessarily mean that we have received something from the Lord, it means that we have recognized the beauty of God.
既然我们提到祷告能重在与神有活的交通，
Just now we emphasize the fact that prayer is having communication with
God. 或者我们在祷告的时候，或者读圣经的时候，会看见主耶稣所表现出来的光景。
Maybe when we pray or when we read the Bible, we can recognize the beauty of Jesus.
你比方说，你读到或者想到主耶稣如何对着小孩子说，让小孩知道我这里来，他就抱着他们，为安守在他们身上，为他们祝福。
For example, when we come to the portion where Jesus is described as taking the kids to Him and blessing them.
虽然你自己也没有孩子，你现在自己年纪也大了，也不是孩子。
Maybe you do not have a kids of your own, and now you are old, and you are not a kid anymore.
但你从这件事情上却看见主耶稣那种柔细的爱，顾到那一些幼小的人，你会赞美他。
But from this incident, you can recognize the tender loving kindness of our Lord, and then from this, we praise Him.
然后还有一种的祷告呢，是敬拜。
And then there's other aspect, and that is worship. To worship is to recognize the high position that the Lord is in today. And then recognize that He has all the authority and power of this earth. We are just made from dust. We are only that small. Then we'll bow before Him on the floor and worship Him.
趁你去看望的时候，就在祷告这件事情上，发现基督徒身上是不是五样都有。
So even in this occasion, we have realized where these five aspects of prayer life is in the Christian.
如果他已经有祈求了，
Maybe he has asked for his needs.
你不要把他轻看，打掉他。 你可能有很多的重的讲到说祷告中间有个重要叫求问，
and there's other things also in prayer that's waiting on the Lord.
他如果求问也有了，祈求也有了。 然后你要注意他的祷告中间是不是常常有感谢的。
And you must try and see if he has thankful heart in his prayer.
如果有感谢，你要问他有没有赞美的。
Or whether he has praise in his prayer.
这世界的事情不能跳接的，在敬拜中间一定有祈求才可能有感谢，有感谢之后才会长进到赞美，有赞美之后才可能有敬拜。These
few things must be in sequence too, because unless there is prayer for needs, and there is no thanks, unless there is no thanks, there is no praise, and there is no praise, no praise is no worship.
我们从自己率领的敬拜中间知道，这是有次序的。
From our own spiritual experience, we realize there is a sequence with.
你去看望人的时候，你也会知道了他今天在哪一个地位上。
So when we visit people, we also may realize what type of situation he is in.
所以你把那一些的内容意义看过了之后，
So after this,
第三节的事情按大体来说的，
The third thing is,
我很难给他起一个的题目。
I can't give the subtitle to you.
就是这一种的情形是圣灵已经坐在他里面的。
And that's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
你们怎么写，我只讲完了你们自己写好了，好吗？ 我们做对基督徒身上的看望，
When we visit Christians,
连我们在讲台上的讲道，
Even the sermons on the pulpit,
有一件事情我们必须要用的，
And that's one thing that we must use.
听福音的事情上难，
To listen to the gospel is
白灵的讲台你一定要用这个东西。
But in devotional talks we must
你原谅我，我听了好一些传道人传信息的时候， 他缺少这一点。
I beg your pardon, but I realize that in a lot of preachers they lack this thing.
你原谅我说，这是我讲道理的一个秘诀之一。
This may be one of my secrets.
讲任何一件事情我们知道， 是圣灵已经作工在他里面了。In
all things we must realize that the Spirit has already indwelt and working.
我们侍奉神，感谢主，有圣灵在我们前头已经作工了。
We serve God, we have to thank Him because the Lord prepared our way for
us. 我们没有一个本领，没有一个口才能把死人讲活的。
No, we have not have ability to argue a person into salvation.
可是我们都要讲圣灵已经住在人里面，却被人忽略的。
But we can say that the Holy Spirit has already worked in His heart.
你比方说这个赞美，
For example, praise.
我们要告诉人说，哎呀，我们耶和华万军之耶和华是以色列的宝座为赞美的。
You will say to people, the Lord of Israel is
对，以赞美为宝座的。
He uses praise as his throne.
或者你用希伯来书第十一章的话说，我们口中应该献当颂赞的祭，这是我们信主的人应该接出来给归给神的。
Maybe you can use the words in Hebrews and say that our mouths should worship Him with praise.
这一种是劝勉。
This is encouragement.
但是 如果单单劝勉，他里头不一定有响应的。
But that encouragement may not cause a reaction in his heart.
你把赞美这样的事情讲过了之后，
After this words,
你要点出来说，你有没有注意？
Spirit has done in the heart of every Christian.
你觉得他可以回想一下？这一过基督徒的经历的里面，有的时候看见主身上所有的荣美的光景，
那
你有过几句赞美的话，岂不是心中很喜乐吗？弟兄姊妹注意吗？我们去讲是圣灵已经坐在他里面的。
When we say that your Holy Spirit has already enjoyed the person,
没有信主的人去布道，你很难用这一个。
There's a lot of people, a lot of
没有信主的人很难讲，很难用这个方法。
Those who have not believed in the Lord cannot use this method.
好像需要我们跟他去传福音，跟他谈话，然后圣灵才感动他。
Just like when we talk to them.The Holy Spirit will work in their heart.
但是在我们基督徒的身上，主耶稣说他去了，要差遣保惠师，就真理的圣灵来。他要在你们里面永远与你们同住。
The Holy Spirit will dwell in your heart to live with you forever.
他要引导你们进到一切的真理里面。
And he will lead you into all truth.
你去看圣经神工作的原则。
You look at the Bible and see the principle of how God works.
我们一得救的时候，就领受了主耶稣进到我们里头做生命。
As soon as we receive the Jesus Christ.Then the Holy Spirit indwells us.
这位的主耶稣是已经把神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的包含在里面了。
This Holy Spirit includes all the beauty and all the power of Jesus Christ.
他并不是我们信主得了一点，过了三年另外再得一点，过了五年另外再得一点。
It's not that when we believe in Jesus, we have received a little bit, and after 3 years or after 5 years, we receive more.
我们刚刚信主所得的主耶稣是完整的，包含一切的。
When we believe in Jesus, when we accept it completely and it is given us to come.
像一个生下的小孩，他眼睛、耳朵、鼻子都有了。
Just like a newborn baby, he has nose and ears, he has everything.
不过他的生命还没到这个程度，眼睛看东西的视力、耳朵听声音的能力还没有发挥出来就是了。
But maybe his stage of his life has not reached the stage where his eyes can see or his ears.
我们做看望圣徒看望的工作，不是一个瞎子给他加上一个眼睛去。
When we visit people, we are not giving eyesight to those who are blind.
那是他已经有眼睛不会看，把它显明出来。
But he has already become a Christian, and his eyes cannot. But he has eyes, but yet he cannot see.
所以我不知道你们想用什么题目。
I wonder you can give us a time.
啊。让你们自己去提嘛了，好吧？第四个，
one,
然后又谈到实行。
Action.
又在祷告这件事情上，到底如何实行的
？In prayer, how do we exercise it?
在提实行的时候，必须要知道他目前祷告的标准在哪里。
We must also recognize, what is his goal in his prayer.
他如果刚刚蒙恩得救的人，不要马上跟他讲禁食祷告。
When a person who has just believed in the Lord, don't ask him to pray in a dark room.
你只告诉他说，你只要花了三分钟、五句话、三句话一个祷告就很好了。
You can tell him that you can spend 3 minutes or 5 sentences in prayer. That's enough.
不要给他太高的那个的标准。
Don't set the goal too high for him.
所以你比方说，有一些的基督徒蒙恩久了之后，都我有一个经历。
There are some people who have accepted the Lord for a long time. They have
been. 他可以在任何时间、任何地方，他都能够祷告的。
They can in all time and at all places pray.
但是你要知道，新蒙恩的人没有到这个程度。
But we have to realize that those new converts have not reached this.
所以在新蒙恩的人身上，你就告诉他，早晨起来的时候有5分钟、10分钟的祷告。
So a person who is a new convert, you can tell them that.Each morning when you wake up, you have 5 minutes.
或者晚上睡觉之前再有5分钟、10分钟的祷告。
Or when night time when you go to bed, you have 5 or 10 minutes.
很矮板律法性的来守住这一个。
Very legalistically obey this.
但是过了一段的时间了，你就告诉他说，不仅是这么矮板，早晨和晚上，就是平时的时候有了感动还要祷告。
But after a period of time, you have to tell them that you.
they not necessarily have to just follow that fixed pattern, but have other means.
你总是要照着他的程度稍微帮助一点，不要帮助的太多。
You must help him at the level or the stage where he is in.
第再第五点，在实行的里面。
And the fifth thing after the practice of the action.
你一定要注意难处。
And that's the point of the difficulty.
每一个人在属灵的境界上，他都会遇到难处的。
Every Christian in his spiritual life will experience difficulties.
祷告的里头，他可能有一个难处。
In his prayer, he may meet one problem.
他说我是已经祷告了好久了，我的祷告都不答应，所以我的祷告没有用。
And that I have prayed for a long time, and yet I do not see answers to pray. Is that because my prayers are not effective?
所以你要去提到祷告不答应的原因是什么。
So we have to mention points or the reasons behind prayers not being answered.
我们在讲义上已经提过了。
We have mentioned this in our
一个人祷告得不得答应，头一个原因他没有专一的祈求。
The first reason the prayers may not be answered is that he does not have one set goal.
他祷告过也忘记了，我告诉神也忘记了。
After he prayed, he himself forget, and the Lord also forget.
他如果专一的来祷告的话，神就会听他的祷告。
Fervent and of one mind in his prayer, then
he
will answer.
第二个的难处常常是人妄求。
The second thing is that very often the person asks vain things.
雅各书第四章里头告诉说，你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们宴乐中。
In James chapter 4, it tells us that our prayers are not answered because we ask amiss.
一个人刚刚信主的时候，要求神给他一部卡迪拉克的汽车，神也不会听的。
If a person does believe in Christ and he asks for a Cadillac, the Lord will not.
这个过于他所需要的。再有一个的难处，他在祷告的时候，还有一些明显的罪没有对付掉。
And that a third one is that he may have sin, obvious sin that he has not dealt with.
诗篇里头六十六篇说：“我们若心中诸重罪孽，主必不听。”
The Psalm 66 tells us that if our heart is in transgressions.Then the Lord will not listen.
或者有的人因为他没有信心的调和。
The other thing is that he may not have faith.
或者有的人在祷告的时候还没有真实的交给主，还是自己来背担那个负担的。
And there are some people who pray and they have not totally trust the Lord and they bear the burden.
或者有的时候因为神的时候还没有到，他半途已经停止了。
Other times.The timing of the Lord is such that it is not yet time, but he has stopped praying.
在我们的经历中间，如果在祷告方面发现已经有好多的问题，我们以前经历过的。
So when we have experienced these problems,
你跟人谈的时候就能够实实在在帮助他，他为什么缘故祷告不蒙答应。
And when he raises this problem, you can explain to him why he is present.
第二方面的难处。
The second type of problem.
就是一个人祷告啊，心思不安定。
He has no confidence.
刚刚跪下来祷告的时候，心中就想到别的地方去了。
He does not concentrate in his prayer, and when he kneels down here, he thinks of other things.
他越想安定，他心思越不安定。
The more he wants to concentrate, the more he is not concentrated.
该怎么办
？What do we do?
弟兄姊妹，你如果要在做看望的工作，都是非常现实的。
Dear brothers and sisters, you want to be realistic in your visitation.
这不是一种单单一种的道理能够解决得了的。
This is not just in principle.
如果我们以前在这方面有过学习
，If we have some knowledge and some experience.
像我个人身上对心思呢不能停下来有两个方法。
There are two ways that we have to realize.
头一个，当我一发现心思跑出去的时候，我就把它抓回来。心思想别的事情，我再停下抓回来。
If our intention is not to pray, we realize that we must come back to pray.
他再跑出去，我们再抓回来。
As soon as we think of other things, we come back.
哦哟，你会发现心思像一匹野马一样抓不回来的。
Which is, we should know that concentration is something that like a wild horse that cannot be caught.
但是你虽然觉得难以抓回来，慢慢就能抓回来了。
But the more you realize it's difficult to catch.The more you try and catch.
我常常欢喜现在钓鱼的一个钓法。
I like those of you who fish.
你们会只会钓鱼吧？欢喜钓鱼吧
？I don't know where you like.
你如果钓上一条鱼有十磅重或者十几磅重的
，If you have caught a fish that is over 10 pounds,
你就把它拉。
Then you drag it in.
拉了三次之后，它一动的时候，你把它放。
For As you drag it, as soon as it moves, you release it again.
啊，你可能放了两尺。
You release it two times.
哎，你看它没有力气了，再往前拉三尺。
And if it hasn't got any energy, you pull it again for a few times.
啊，它一会儿挣扎，你再把它放一会儿。
When it struggles, you release it one.
放一边拉一边，放一边拉一边，到了岸边一个网一拉，拉起来就好了，抓住了。
You release it and you pull and you repeat it over and over again and then you.
我们对付心思的难处也是这个方法。
The way we deal with concentration is the same thing.
这是一个方法。
This is one way.
第二个方法。
Second way.
如果你的心思实在是乱抓不回来。
If you cannot concentrate in your prayer.
我的方法就是眼睛睁开不祷告了。
The other method is to open your eyes and not pray.
那不祷告了，心思就停了。
If you do not pray, then you stop.
把心思停了之后，我再闭起眼睛来祷告。
And when you can gather your concentration again, you start praying.
如果我这样都没有用
，If even this is fruitless,
那当我眼睛睁开停了之后
，Then when I open my eyes and that when that stops,
我重新祷告的时候，主动的先去用思想想到主耶稣的事。
I will purposely, when I start praying again, think about things of Jesus.
我不让我的心思真空。
I do not let my mind idle.
你知道在物理里头什么地方有真空的话，有 vacuum pressure， 外头的压力更加大。
We know that in a house where there is a vacuum, then the pressure grows very strong.
所以你里面先充满了主的事，这样就不容易外头的打岔。
So if we are filled with the things of Jesus Christ, then it's difficult for other things to be strengthened.
像这些事情，我们都要在看望的里头，一个难处一个难处把它解决的。
So these things, you must point out time and time again and solve the problems in our visiting.
那么这有的人的难处呢，是环境不安静。
The other problem is the environment may not be peaceful.
所以你要跟他谈到他这个处境问题、环境问题，怎么找出一个安静的环境来。
Then you should point out how he could get peace and a restful environment.
一提到读经和祷告的时候
，especially when we come to the prayer and devotion.
我常常在学校的里头遇见一个问题。
Very often we meet a problem in school.
他们对我说：“林弟兄，我们的功课实在太忙，我没有时间可以安静读经祷告。”
And there are people who say, "Brother, my work in school is really busy, and I cannot have time to pray."
你不能告诉对付世界，除掉主，除掉那些，要爱主啊！
You do not say to me, solve this, you must love the Lord.
你这样讲是没有用的。
Because you, if you say it that way, it's useless.
因为他良心中的对读书并感，并不是感觉是一种错误。
Because according to his conscience, studying is important to him and it's not wrong.
是我欢喜跟人谈到说，是现在读书的人功课都是很忙。
We like to tell him that in actual fact, people when they study, their time is very limited.
但是你每天分出十分钟、十五分钟总可以的吧
？But if a person can take out 10 or 15 minutes each day,
你这样十五分钟时间不至于影响你的功课吧？你可以把所有其他的时间都用在功课上，只留着这一个短时间在主面前就够了。
You can use the rest of the time in your study, and you can use this period of time, 15 minutes before the Lord.
哎，我用这样方法的时候，没有一个人能够反驳说我没有十五分钟时间。
If I use this method, then people, no one can argue with me and say that they have not got 15 minutes.
我有的时候也故意坏一点。
Sometimes I.
我看他不讲话的时候，我也反问他了。
So I'll ask him again.
你跟同学聊天一天聊多久啊
？I'll ask him how much time they spend in idle talk.
你的姊妹们打扮要打扮多久啊
？Ask them how long the sisters spend before the camp.
你才会发现人的其他地方花的时间才多了。
Very often you spend a lot of time in a lot of things, other things.
这样觉得感觉更重，就不能有一个理由说，因为他没有空，所以不读经不祷告。
So that we repent of finding that he has no other reason.
所以我不过去把祷告举一个例子。
So I just use prayer as an example.
所以在每一件事情上，大多有这五方面的事。
That if all other aspects the same, the five points of the.
重要性意义就是它如何已经在圣灵工作中有的，在一个实行和如何解决难处。
Importance the meaning, the interest of spirit, and how we put in action.
这在这三方面事情都可以这样做。
The prayer life, devotion life, and the church.
如果有了这几点了
，Once we have all these three,
然后在生活上要帮助他、带领他去传福音。
Then we have to help him to preach the gospel.
在传福音这样的事情上，除了讲福音的重要性以外
in preaching the gospel, apart from telling him the importance of preaching the gospel,
他要重要地讲到圣灵如何感动他, 神的爱要让他去传福音给别人。
We are about to emphasize the fact of the Holy Spirit inspiring him and committing him to preach the gospel.
提到主耶稣如何为了拯救罪人到地上受苦的。
We have to mention the fact that Jesus Christ has, for the sake of saving people, have come from heaven to earth.
提到这一个的圣灵的工作同样在我们身上。
You can say that the same work by the Holy Spirit will work in us.
并且再要提到从前福音能够从耶路撒冷传到我们身上来的。 以前传福音的人所遭遇的痛苦所出的代价。
We also have to mention the difficulties and the problems and the cost and the price they have to pay from the, for the people who have spread the news as from Jerusalem up to now.
然后给他看到这一种的心也在我每一个人里面。
And then to make him realize that this type of attitude and this type of heart can be present in us.
那么也是一样，如何也再跟他谈到传福音的实行。
And the same way we can talk about how we preach.
传福音所发生的难处。
The difficulties that we encounter.
但是提到这四方面事情的时候,
when we consider this last four categories,
我们都是跟大家原则上讲过了。
In principle, we have already mentioned them.
最有果效的做法,
the most effective way,
那是有一段时间陪着他一同这样做。
Is to do it with him for a certain time.
说到祷告的时候，然后你陪着他一同祷告。
When we talk about prayer, we should pray with him.
说到读经的时候，你就陪着他一同读经。
When we talk about devotion, we should spend some time with him.
在有的学校的里面，
in some schools,
已经有这样的做法。
There's this practice.
大家同学都说好吃中饭的时候再一起吃。
And that when they have lunch together, they will have lunch. They will have it together.
个人吃个人的所带的 sandwich.
When we eat ourselves, we won't just bring a sandwich.
在吃完了之后，只花了15分钟时间或者20分钟时间读一张圣经。
So, and when we finish the meal, we'll spend time reading one chapter of the Bible.
这样的话，能够更加扶持那一些软弱的人，叫他走路了。
And in this way, we can help those. Especially those who are weak in walking on the pilgrimage.
1958, 1956年,
in 1965, I went from Taipei. And in 1956, I went from Taipei to Taichung. From Taichung to Taipei to preach the gospel.
那一个教会的里面，礼拜天聚会的超过300位。
In that place. On Sunday, the congregation is over 300.
而每一个礼拜天上午聚会前，总有100位左右弟兄姊妹来到教会中间做教会服事的工作。
And before the church service, there's about 100 of them that came to serve.
哦，已经很好了。
And that was very good.
但是慢慢我去看望接触人的时候，
But after a while, when I went visiting,
发现在这100位弟兄姊妹里面，
I discovered that among these 100 people,
经常读经和祷告只有30位。
Those who regularly read the Bible and pray, there's only about 30.
我非常的着急。
I was really anxious in my heart.
所以难怪那个教会的光景非常的低落, 虽然外面是很忙了。
So no wonder the church is in a very low ebb and it's not prosperous.
所以我差不多花了3个月的功夫, 每一个主日早晨都讲到 与主交通亲近主。
So I spent 3 months of time emphasizing how we come close to the Lord and how we have devotion.
然后再花1个多月的功夫来讲到读经中间的领受属灵的供应。
And then I spent over a month emphasizing on how we read the Bible and how we get spiritual nourishment.
当我这样讲的时候，我就开始做筹备工作。
When I started this work, I prepared for it.
有注意的弟兄姊妹中间哪几位已经有读经生活了？
And I try and find out those people within the congregation who have already got a good devotion.
哪几位看在教会中很热心读经生活却没有的？
And we search out those people who are very zealous in the work of the church but who do not have a good devotion.
然后把弟兄姊妹分成小组。
And then I divide them into groups.
我们那个叫读经小组。
We call them Bible study groups.
弟兄们大多是上班之前或者下班之后。
For the brothers, it's before their office hours or after.
到一位弟兄家里头去读一章圣经。
We went to a brother's place to read one chapter of Bible.
花了三十分钟左右时间。
About 30 minutes.
姊妹们，她都是下午三点钟这个时候，孩子还没有回来，晚饭还不要烧的时候。
As for the sisters, we usually choose 3 o'clock in the afternoon before the kids come back.
去的。
And before they have to cook.
去的一起大概花了半个多钟的时间。
They spend about half an hour together.
这样有小组的多精。
In this manner, we have Bible studies in small groups.
所以等我有一个多月的时间就讲过了注重读经生活的时候。
So after 1.5 months dealing with the problem of devotion before God,
马上就实行这种读经的小组。
I put it into action and then have this small group.
每一个小组的里面人数最好不要超过10位。
In each small group, the number should be less than 10.
6位到8位。
The best number is from 6 to 8.
不要花太多的时间。
Don't spend too much time.
更不要来的一起又要吃点心又要吃饭。
Don't spend time in supper and other things.
来了之后，一同有简单的祷告，读了一张圣经，一同就分享，然后就走开。
Have a time together, have a time reading the Bible, and for a small time, short period of time, and then leave.
这样以后，弟兄姊妹属灵的光景里明显看见有长进，属灵光景就老练。
And after a while, we can very obviously see and growth in the spiritual life.
所以这也是我们在看望中间，当然比看望多一点了，我们教会中间应该注意的事情。
These are things that we have to emphasize and pay attention to in our church
business. 所以最好是陪着他一同读圣经。
The best thing is to accompany him in his devotion.
或者陪着他一同祷告。
Or accompany him in his prayer.
这是基督徒生活方面的。
This is in the aspect of prayer.
除了基督徒的生活之外
，apart from the Christian life,
我们要知道基督徒有他属灵的经历。
We have to know that Christians have.
这一种的经历由他的阶层的。凡在基督教2000年来，啊，包括天主教，有人好好去注意过基督徒蒙恩了之后所能经历上的光景。
There are people who have looked into the.Christian experience after they believe in Christ.
差不多的人都是同样的看法，基督徒的经历分作4个层次。
All these people agree on these 4 steps.
头一个是得救层。
First thing is to the first step is salvation.
第二个是复兴层。
The second level is revival.
第三个是十字架层。
The third level is the cross.
第四个是属灵征战层。
The fourth is spiritual battle.
在经历的里头，大体分到这4个层次。
In the spiritual experience, they can be divided into these 4 categories.
这像一个人学科学一样的。
Just like there's a person who is in science.
一定是头一个层次有了之后，才可能有第二层次。
He must reach the first level before he reaches the second.
第二个层次有了之后，才有第三个层次。
And to reach the second to third, you must have a second.
没有一个人能够在真实的经历都跳级过去的。
No one can leapfrog in this.
并且，如果我们经验多一点的话
，If our spiritual experience is,
我发现前头的层次你的经历深刻老练了，你以后的层次的经历上也容易进步。
We realize that the richer our initial stages are, the richer our later stages will be.
像一个人读数学一样的。
Just like a person who is in math.
你的中学里头的代数几何都不好，到高中到大学去的微积分子都不好的。
A person who is good in math in his high school will be good in calculus and other things in university.
我们无论是全世界四方的传道和弟兄姊妹的教会中有热心的。佛是主的人
No matter how zealous you serve the Lord,
我们必须要帮助人有系统性有确定性的
We must teach people to have perseverance
不要东打一拳西踢一脚给几弟兄姊妹在你手下过了3年之后还是糊里糊涂的
We must teach him to be systematic in his work in his pursuit of growth
在我们的讲义的里面只有这两个层次
In our material, we have only these two.
我们后面的两个层次的事，在这个讲义上没有印出来。
In in the material we have the two other steps, third and fourth.
这也是因为我们基督徒的圣章啊，这目前大体来说还不是太需要。
And maybe these are not as important to us right now.
得救的成就关系一个人到底他怎么能确定得救的。
The first thing is salvation, and that deals with how a person knows for sure that he is saved.
有的人得救之后很自然会进到福星城。有的人得救之后他落下来了，过一段时间再恢复过去
了。
所以如果你去碰去看望一个人的话，他觉得说，哎，我从前是糊里糊涂的，我也不知道他信了没有。
Whereas before I was very confused, I did not know why I believe.
到那一个时候，你必须要去问。他刚刚得救的经历是如何？
At that time, you must ask him what his experience was when he first believed.
他可能经历的光就落到很低层里面了。
Maybe his spiritual condition now is very low.
他觉得从来还没有清楚相信。
He has not recognized very clearly.
他都说他从前受洗都是白受了。
He said that he was baptized in vain.
但是你要去跟他问这个时候的光景怎么样？
But you must ask him what was his first belief.
你常常发现有的人他当初的确就清楚得救了。
And then you realize that a lot of people in the initial stage, in the first stage, they really believe.
客观的真理方面，他信主耶稣是神的儿子。
At that time, they know that to believe in the Lord is to become the Son of God.
并且他已经为我的罪定死，还从死里的复活了。
You also recognize that.Lord Jesus has already died for our sin, and from death he has resurrected.
他主观的经历中间有悔改，有求告，要有认罪，有求告。
From his subjective experience, he has experienced repentance and asking the Lord to forgive him.
你要确定的说，他是已经得救的人，不是需要重新得救。
And you must assure him that he has already been saved.
他不过要从这个光景中恢复过来，不是回到他得救之前的。
He doesn't have to go back to the first stage. He has to go from the first stage to the second.
那么在复兴城的里面
in the level of revival,
他有好几方面的经历。
He has different aspects.
头一个是爱主的经历。
And that's the love of the Lord.
或者说他被主的爱所浇灌的经历。
And or in other words, that he is filled or the nourished by the love of God.
爱的浇灌，我个人欢喜特别用到罗马书第五章。
I like to use Romans 5.
所赐给我们的圣灵已经将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit that we have believed has already nourished us with the love of God.
圣经有好多地方中文翻着心，原文中不是的。好多圣经地方中文翻着心，原文都没有这个心字，心 heart。
In a lot of translation, they do not have the word heart.
但是在这一处，它的确确是浇灌在我们心里。
By this particular place, it says that the Holy Spirit nourishes us with this in our heart.
这个心字都是讲到他实在的经历，并且他有感觉的。
This heart describes his actual experience and his actual feelings.
我相信弟兄姊妹们都有这样的经历。
I believe that every brother and sister have this experience.
把自己带到主面前的时候
，When we bring ourselves to the Lord，
或者你去默想主
，When we meditate on the Lord，
或者你在读圣经的时候
，When we read the Bible，
或者你在聚会的时候
，Or when we have meetings with，
你里面会感觉到主的爱在你里面。
We will experience the love of God within us.
那个爱渐渐的扩大，渐渐的扩大。
We experience the expansion of this love.
或者到一个地步，你全身都会有爱的感觉的。这一种的经历也在每一个基督的身上都带他有。有了这种爱主的经历，然后他就有与主交通的经历。这是实实在在他的灵里头与主有交通的。
To really, in actual fact, have in his spirit communicate with him.
当然，今天是没有时间了。
Today we don't have much time.
如果能有时间的话，我非常愿意和弟兄姊妹坐下来一同谈与主经历的意义是如何，与主经历的实行是如何。
If we have time, we'd like to sit down with you and share about what the experience in the law.
前年我们在纽约。 2 years ago
I was in New York.
我大概花了5个小时还是8个小时和弟兄姊妹专一就讲到与主交通的经历。
I spent about 5 to 8 hours talking with brothers and sisters of how we can have communion with God.
有的弟兄姊妹们有与主交通的经历了。
There are some brothers
and
sisters who have experienced the law.
他是在,
but it is not a broad experience.
有的人由于主交通的经历, 这种经历不牢靠,
there are others who have experienced, but this experience is not mature that, and it can be defeated. I hope that as you receive the material, later on, you can go and study.
由于做交通经历之后，然后要提到奉献。
The third aspect is sacrifice.
如何把自己献给神的？
How we sacrifice ourselves and offer ourselves.
你必须要讲到奉献的重要性。
We must emphasize on the importance of sacrifice.
一个没有奉献的人，神很难得能够勉强在我们身上做更深顺的工作。
A person who is not dedicated in front of the Lord. Cannot be fully used by God.
所以奉献的意义是什么？
What does it mean to be fully dedicated?
奉献的意义不是奉献做传道。
To be dedicated fully doesn't mean necessary to be a preacher.
奉献的意义那是让主做主来管理我。
Dedication means to let the Lord sit at the throne of our heart and let him control.
然后我们要看到一个人为什么会奉献的。
And then we have to go into why a person has to sacrifice.
在新约圣经中最少有3个不同的原因，叫人在主面前受感动而奉献的。
In the New Testament, there is 3 places where it says, where it gives us the reason of dedication.
所以，如果在看望中间去帮助人的话，
So when we go out and visit people,
如果他从来没有把自己奉献过，
If he has never dedicated himself,
那你就有数了。
Then you must you have
something other. 你可能就从圣经某一个地方讲到奉献的事，你给他谈论到，劝勉他把自己奉献。
You can use the Bible where it talks about dedication and about sacrifice, and then tell him about it.
第初的是罗马书第12章。
First place is of course Romans 12.
弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice.
你知道他所讲的神的慈悲，就是根据前面11章的圣经的。
We know that by mercy, it means it refers to chapter 11.
从第1章到第8章，将他的救恩如何一步一步的带领，直到有一天我们和他一同进到荣耀里。
From chapter 1 to chapter 8, we realize how we are justified and we are brought into the glory of God.
9章到11章 从另外一个角度来讲的。
From verse chapter 9 to chapter 11, it approaches the thing at another angle.
讲到神如何在主宰的权柄之下恩待了我们这一帮的外邦人。
How in the glory of God, how in his power he has mercy on the Gentiles.
也把我们带到救恩的荣耀里。
And how he also brings us to the glory of
也讲到神给我们的怜悯，
it tells us about mercy,
神给我们的慈悲，
it tells us about his compassion.
然后就讲到要让神这样的工作完成在我们身上的话，神不做勉强的事。
And if we want the Lord's work to be complete in our life, then the Lord will not force us.
需要我们把自己奉献给他。
And we must tell him that we have to offer ourselves.
然后我们才会查验何为善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
Then only we know that which is perfect, good will of God.
这是一个。
And that's the first thing.
第二个在哥林多前书第6章。
The second phase is 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
因为我们身子是神的殿。
Because our body is a temple.
耶稣基督已经用他重大的宝血的代价把我们买回来的。
And we are redeemed with a great price.
所以我们理当将自己奉献给他。
So we should logically offer ourselves to him.
第三个是最容易用的。
The third thing is really easy.
哥林多后书第5章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
原来神的爱激励了我们， 因为我们想一人激励众人时， 众人就都死了。
And the love of God constrains us in that why one man died for.
他替众人死，叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他死而复活的主活。
So that those who, that he himself died for all, that those who now live, do not live for himself, but for the Lord.
这样重要的事情不会背的，应该。
你如果去看基督徒的时候，他发，你发现他从来没有奉献过。你从三个方法里头受引导，或者用一个方法来带他。他如果已经有过奉献过的，他谈话就要知道他的什么原因奉献的。
然后你补上其他几个的原因，叫他也有了感动而奉献。 然后这个人的奉献事情上就牢靠了。当然你要跟他讲到奉献的意义是什么。罗马十二章里都是讲到活祭。
哥林多前书第十一、第六章是叫做身自荣耀神。哥林多后书第五章是为主而活。你都要跟他讲了。讲过了之后，然后跟他讲到实行的问题。在实行上，如何有过一次非常郑重的把你自己完全奉献给神？
There must be a final life when we dedicate ourselves very sincerely to the Lord. 像那个哈伯格那位姊妹，所有的精灵，把她的眼睛，把她的耳朵，把她的手，把她的脚，一点一点点交给神的。 然后要带他常常来到神面前，表示我今天还站在奉献的地位中间，把我自己重新交在你的手中。 这是关于奉献方面的事。你当然要讲到奉献所有的难处。 大多的人奉献没有奉献，因为他没有受到这个感动。
有的人以为说奉献就是奉献钱财，说每个礼拜就几块钱了，那我已经奉献过了。有的人以为说奉献一定去做传道，哦，我可不可以做传道？所以我就不要奉献。你要把一个一个难处解决掉。你可能也会遇到另外一种的难处。
他曾经把自己奉献过了，又软弱下来了。他良心中间觉得欺骗主了。因为这一种良心的控告不敢在活在神面前。我自己侍奉主遇见过这样的难处。
所以你要跟他提到说，你既然奉献给神的，神负你的责任，不是你负你的责任。So you must mention before him that as you have already dedicated yourself, the Lord will take responsibility.
我们纵然失信，神仍旧是可信的。Although
we are faithless, our Lord is faithful.
所以神并没有把你丢在一边。
你只要从今天这种软弱光景的恢复就够了，不必再想到以往的软弱失败。So as long as we come back and stand up from our weakened position.
你比如说，这可能有一些人身上有另外一方面难处。他时时的把自己奉献给神了，也非常的热心。He
is very zealous.
他去过到这么多难，过这么多的需要的时候，他速度都不好了。他不去做的话，他觉得神面前亏欠他的良心。他如果要做的话，在他功课上出了难处。然后你要帮助他，如何不光是热心的问题，在于引导问题。
We have to help him in this situation.
第二个，还要看到你在地上做人的责任问题。
The other problem is our responsibility as a society.
在你做一个学生的立场中间，你还有你的责任要把书读好的。
As a student, you have responsibility to also preach the gospel.
有的人反而给他浇点冷水到他头上，叫他扣他。所以这样就是在奉献中有些难处，你要帮助他的。
So these are the problems that we meet in dedication and
the
must do.
我想弟兄姊妹，你们如果去做看望工作，就会发现这是一件一件很细却是非常实在的事。
I'm sure that all of you who have involved in this nation work will find this problem.
在这一个奉献过了之后，然后有对付罪。
Then the fourth thing is to deal with sin.
我们会发现在我们身上和我们的身外有些罪恶的沾染。
We will find that there is sin in our life.
神要感动了我们，要除去这些罪恶的事。
The Lord wants to move us and so that we can deal with them and remove them.
然后才有一个是对付世界。
Then we have to deal with the world.
不光是一些罪恶东西除掉了。 地上有一些的吸引，地上有一些的引诱，以至于叫我们失去了在神面前单纯追求的心。 这五方面的经历都在复兴城里面的。你需要帮助人一个经历一个经历一个经历带起来。 人如果这样的有过经历的话，他属灵上有实在会有长进，并且他会老练。
Your person has this type of experience, yes, has really got growth in his spirit.
好像我们的时间已经过了。当然是这一方面的事情太多。所以在我们那边讲义的时候，不过提一点纲要。
Just
所以我们在每一个阶层和经历的后面都有几本，都指明有几本参考的书籍。
We have some reference in the material.
这不光有参考的书籍，并且是那一本书配的几到配的几的。
Not only have the reference that we have also the page numbers.
所以你或者为了自己，或者去看望别人有需要的时候，你去可以看那些参考的书籍，你能够领受的更加的完全。
And then from the reference, we can also get a deeper understanding and then help others.
总结的一句话。
Finally,
我们一个基督徒的属灵的长进上，有它层次，有它内容的。
In a Christian life, in his growth, there is substance and there is growth.
在教会讲道的时候，没有办法照着每一个人的光景一步一步讲。
It is impossible to in the preaching on the pulpit to deal with all the situations.
但是我们在私下里头和弟兄姊妹交通或者个人追求的时候，确实有一个层次一个层次的。
But in our personal work in dealing with people, we find that these stages are present.
这就是为什么在看望的工作在教会的里头常常比讲道更加的重要，更加的有效。
This is why visitation is so much more important. Very often more important than even a sermon on Sunday. I hope that brothers and sisters will have a real deep understanding in this matter.
我们也学习一步过一步去帮助其他的人。
And we learn to help people stage by stage.
好了，我们请主领带我们有点结束的祷告。